Next item is going to be a report by regional board members. And I will start on my right.
Good morning. I just have a few things to report. On March 26th and 27th, I attended the Water Reuse Conference in Monterey. On April 24th, the Central Coast Resilience Workshop focused on climate change and sea level rise at Cal Poly, and a climate justice workshop focused on Santa Barbara County climate resilience on May 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Hunter?
Thank you, Chair Wolf. Sorry about that. I like to, I have no meetings to report, but I do generally give a, as the board liaison on environmental justice issues, give a brief update to the board and to the public on activities and progress that we are making with issues that we have identified. In February, we had a very good update in the form of two different hearing items. So we are, you know, we were able to see a great deal of progress on a number of fronts, and that was very helpful. I appreciate staff preparing. Having a problem with my mic. Let's see what's going on here. We're able to hear a great deal of activity that was going on between not only our own efforts but State Water Board, and we also had a report from the Monterey Integrated Regional Water Management Group. And there's some common areas there that I just want to emphasize, and then point out some of the ways in which we are contributing to these ongoing efforts. In particular, the Integrated Regional Water Management Plan identified some of the challenges which we are working on as well, and that includes just simply identifying disadvantaged communities through census data, geotracker data, and I understand there's some other methodologies that are being worked on, which we probably will hear an update on tomorrow as part of the EO's report. In that effort, they identified 13 high-priority disadvantaged community areas. Some of these areas are down to neighborhoods, just a few blocks. That's one of those challenges, is that we are looking at it from a different lens and trying to see where these water issues occurred, safe drinking water issues as well as wastewater issues, not simply based on the median household income of a broad community, but looking to identify and find ways of creating new definitions that help to identify these. Of those 13, three of those communities are involved with the UCLA project, which is something, again, that we've been participating in. We have completed our permitting process. This is a remote operated system for RO treatment on site. And at this point, the Division of Drinking Water is working through their permitting process. And again, you know, innovation, this is a pilot project. We're very excited about it, but it has taken time. And I think we are all seeing that coming up with solutions that are thinking out of the box and identifying new technologies and new, combined with new understanding, that we, that it's a very serious, significant process. And we appreciate State Water Board giving us that opportunity and the time, which has created delays in working our way through permitting process. But I think in the end, we're going to be very fortunate to have an opportunity to see this technology prove itself, because what we also know is there are many, many other communities that don't have the opportunity for either consolidation or infrastructure retrofitting, other issues that are preventing them from reaching immediate solutions. So in the interim, we have the replacement water effort going on. We also have our stewardship group involved with that. But I think most of all, and I'll wrap it up with this, I think the data gathering that's going on, mapping of these disadvantaged community, actually geographically identifying where they occur, Above all, I think education and outreach is probably the greatest challenge. There is some funding that's been identified. We provided some funding. There is state funding through Prop 1. Hopefully, the new water fund will also help to continue to fund education outreach. And in that community engagement process, leadership building is probably the priority that will help to sustain these efforts. So we've got the science, we've got the technology moving, we have the redefining of priorities and eligibility for technical assistance and funding assistance, but without leadership engagement and community awareness and understanding of the impacts of consuming nitrate contaminated water and the correct actions that they need to do to pursue healthful outcomes for themselves, this is probably the bedrock of the work that has to be done. And that is the hardest, the most challenging, the most time-consuming, and we are grateful to have partners in that. We have agency partners as well as community organizations, and I think in our own effort of continued well testing, which is another critical component of this, process of identifying actual people who, actual residences where people are likely consuming contaminated water. All of these together in concert are leading a great effort, not fast enough, not enough, but as much as we can possibly muster. So I just want to continue to encourage our staff and to state, you know, our appreciation and our recognition of the fact that State Water Board is also moving in direction of helping us as well as other regions to solve these problems. So that's where I'll stop.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
Thank you. Let's see, I have a few things to report. I met on March 26th in Watsonville with Abby Taylor Silva of the Salinas Valley Grower Shippers organization to discuss generally how we could further engage farmers in experimentation in ways to deal with the nitrate problem and how we could find ways to incentivize that and make it a win-win situation. It was a useful discussion. On April 19th, I attended in Salinas a, I guess you would call it a report back meeting from a farm worker housing needs assessment survey that had been initiated by the city of Salinas, and then they got co-participation from the cities of Gonzales, Greenfield, Soledad, Watsonville, and the counties of Monterey and Santa Cruz. And it was the water element to that. I frankly went because I was interested in the subject of farm worker housing. But the water element, one of them that arose in the discussion was agriculturalists talking about their hesitation to set up on-farm farm worker housing because anything that housed more than 25 people created a system that required an additional level of reporting and a rather large additional overhead for the farmer. And we actually discussed there the possibility of several different farmers who were interested in doing that, doing a virtual consolidation so that they could combine the overhead and report as one system. And I explained somewhat the places that's being experimented with. Finally, on April 26th, I met in Watsonville with Kay Mercer. And we had a fascinating discussion that kind of came out of some chatting at our last board meeting in Santa Barbara about what exactly a picture of sustainable agriculture would look like going forward. Kind of background stuff for me in terms of the work I do on the board was very interesting. But that's all I have to report.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Ms. Gray,
I just had some comments related to, just to dovetail with what Dr. Hunter brought up related to communication and outreach and education. And I just wanted to acknowledge Matt Keeling, who's participating in the Central Coast Funding Area grant process. So the Central Coast Funding Area was awarded a disadvantaged community involvement grant through the Department of Water Resources, and that is largely an IRWM effort, but it is a large needs assessment. And so every IRWM region is deploying extensive communication, education, and outreach to assess what the needs are Central Coast wide related to water quality, water supply, water reliability. A lot of that information is extant, but we're certainly digging in greater detail. And so that will be filtering up, and I just wanted to let everybody know that process is going on and that the Water Board is engaged and Matt is active in that process. So thanks.
Thank you. And last month on the 4th, I attended the San Luis Obispo County Water Resource Advisory Committee workshop, which was a workshop organized on water law. In this particular workshop, invited all the various DWR designated basins and public to attend. And there was several water attorneys attending on a dais answering various questions associated predominantly with SGMA. And then on the 5th, I hosted a field trip for the statewide basin planning staff. There were representation from every regional water board and also state board. And so the field trip that I hosted was emphasizing practices associated with water quality. And then also new technologies pertaining to irrigation efficiency and water savings. On the 23rd, I attended with our executive officer, Mr. Robertson, the annual chairs meeting in Sacramento. This meeting brings all of the chairs and the EOs for a one-day meeting. And some of the topics that were presented, one of them was the automotive dismantlers in the various issues associated with unpermitted facilities and violations associated with water quality. And what was interesting about that particular presentation is that it basically had been addressed through a joint effort between the Department of Motor Vehicle and an enforcement arm, the Regional Water Board, representation of environmental groups, and also local city council, who as a group worked on how to address these issues. And after that presentation, Mr. Robertson and myself kind of reflected on how well this particular approach was taken, because it was truly a participatory approach to address a common issues associated with water quality. Personally, frankly, this was below my radar. I didn't realize the severity of some of the problems in some of these facilities. And if you talk about bundling illegal activities, had, for example, oil that were spilling over bathtubs. They didn't even use drums. you know, as they dismantle vehicle and storm leaking out into the sidewalks and the storm drain system. And then the same facility, I called it the bundling of illegal activity, where you had an old sea container that had illegal cannabis growing inside. So this was quite an eye-opener. Other topic discussed at the chair's meeting was the rollout of the cannabis program. There was also a presentation on the East San Joaquin order and what is presidential, what is not presidential. So there was quite a bit of interaction between the various regions on that topic. And then also the preparation of the annual meeting that brings all the regional water boards together in Sacramento, which will take place toward the end of this year. And the formation of a subcommittee to plan the various topics. And I have been appointed as one of the three subcommittee members to help with the agenda and the speakers for this program. And then the following day, on the 24th, took advantage of being geographically in Sacramento to meet with the new director of the State Water Board. And so Mr. Robertson and myself had about an hour and a half meeting providing updates on our various regional activities. On the 25th, I attended a meeting in the evening in Morro Bay, which is was a public meeting pertaining to the new water treatment facility that will be needed to be built. And this particular meeting was a Q&A organized by the local League of Women Voters. And we had also representation of our regional water board at this meeting, where Mr. Harvey Packard provided also answers pertaining specifically to the requirements of a permit and some of the irreversible deadlines. On the 26th, I gave a presentation to Cal Poly, to their newly formed research center on the California waterscape, kind of a big picture of issues of water quality and water quantity and impact of climate change. And then yesterday, I attended in Santa Maria the UC Strawberry Field Day, which had eight speakers on various topics associated with pesticide application, fertilizer application, latest research. That was very, very informative. It was literally in the strawberry field with a field visit showing some of their new best management practices. So that concludes my updates.